KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:05, we have mostly clear skies, some fog in the river valleys and other low-lying areas. It's 47 degrees. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The news is brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, where they'll help you keep stay on track with your medications. Ask them about no-wait refills and Rex packs. There is a possibility of dense fog early this morning in Carroll, Audubon, Guthrie, Dallas, Cass, Adair, Madison, Adams, and Union counties. 1/4 mile visibility or less is possible at times until the sun or the fog begins to dissipate here. So allow yourself some extra travel time and be alert for rapidly changing conditions. In the news, Audubon County Emergency Management Coordinator Mike Jensen reports 350th Street will be closed beginning today and for about 65 working days for a bridge replacement project. The bridge is located just west of the 2900 block of 350th Street between Swift and Thrush Avenues on the south side of Audubon Township Section 35 or the Cass-Audubon County line. For emergency responders, the residents at 2951 350th Street will only be accessible from the east. You should plan alternate routes for emergency response to nearby residents. And if you have any questions, call the Audubon County Engineer's Office at 712-563-4286. Officials in Council Bluffs are working to strengthen the levees protecting the city before homeowners are forced to pay higher premiums for flood insurance. The city wants to complete the levee projects before the Federal Emergency Management Agency, or FEMA, updates its flood maps sometime in the next several years. Council Bluffs Mayor Matt Walsh said the city is racing to get the levee system upgraded and certified before those flood maps are redrawn. Council Bluffs is working to improve its levees because of the massive 2011 flood, where water levels along the Missouri River remained high for months. All of the city's levees must be certified by FEMA. If they aren't, then homeowners will have to pay significantly higher flood insurance premiums. Two Council Bluffs men were arrested Sunday morning on first-degree robbery charges following the alleged robbery of a 16-year-old male. Authorities say at around 5:30 a.m., officers with the Council Bluffs Police Department responded to Jenny Edmondson Hospital's emergency room for a subject later identified as 18-year-old Darrell Thompson of Council Bluffs, who was receiving treatment for what appeared to be possible stab wounds. In his possession, officers located a wallet that did not belong to Thompson. Officers contacted the owner of the wallet, a juvenile, who reported being the victim of a robbery that occurred in Valley View Park. The juvenile had multiple lacerations and abrasions, primarily to the area of the head and face, and later received treatment at Mercy Hospital. He told officers that while at the park with the suspects jumped him, knocking him to the ground and assaulting him. While on the ground being beaten by the suspects, the juvenile grabbed a knife from his pocket and began swinging at the suspects in an attempt to protect himself. The juvenile also told officers the suspects took the knife from him. He said the suspects were armed with a handgun and threatened to kill him while holding a gun to his face. A second suspect, 18-year-old Jesse Shipley of Council Bluffs, was identified when he was brought to Jenny Edmondson Hospital for treatment of injuries that he received during the incident. A traffic stop early Saturday morning in Montgomery County resulted in a pursuit and the arrest of a man from Taylor County. The sheriff's office said 54-year-old Bruce Warren Fitzwater of Gravity was taken into custody on charges that include felony eluding, possession of methamphetamine, and citations for speeding 110 miles per hour in a 55 zone, along with failure to obey a stop sign. Fitzwater was being held in the Montgomery County Jail over the weekend on $5,000 bond. His arrest occurred after the Montgomery County Sheriff's Deputy attempted to stop a 1992 Toyota Camry at around 2:30 a.m. Saturday in the 2700 block of Highway 71. The car was pursued for about 8 miles before Fitzwater lost control in the 3200 block of 155th Street in Page County. After the Toyota entered a steep ditch, deputies lost sight of the car. Fitzwater bailed out and fled on foot, but was apprehended after the Montgomery County K-9 unit tracked him and located Fitzwater hiding in the nearby brush. The sheriff's office was assisted during the incident by the Page County Sheriff's Office, Clarinda Police, and Villisca Fire and Rescue. A man who swerved to miss a deer Saturday night in Montgomery County was transported to the hospital after he lost control of his pickup and hit a utility pole. Sheriff's officials say 26-year-old Monroe Casey Watson Peterson of rural Villisca was westbound on 220th Street at around 10:50 p.m. Saturday when he veered for the deer. Peterson's pickup entered the south ditch and hit a power pole. Peterson was transported by Stanton Rescue to the Montgomery County Hospital for treatment of non-life-threatening injuries to his head. Early Sunday morning, authorities in Montgomery County arrested Peterson at 106 West Coolbaugh Street in Red Oak. He was charged with OWI first offense and was being held in Montgomery County Jail on $1,000 bond. A traffic stop in Red Oak early Saturday morning resulted in the arrest of a woman on a trio of charges. Denise K. Wilson was taken into custody at around 3:30 a.m. for driving while revoked, unlawful possession of prescription medications, and failure to have SR-22 insurance. Wilson was booked into the Montgomery County Jail and held on $1,000 cash bond. And a traffic stop late Friday night in Red Oak resulted in an arrest. Authorities say 36-year-old Joshua John Nelson of Red Oak faces a charge of driving under suspension. Johnson was brought to the Montgomery County Jail, where he was held on a $300 bond. In our funeral announcements, Mary Leona Oberholtz Gilman, age 88, of rural Stewart, died Friday at her home. A celebration of life for Mary Gilman will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the First Presbyterian Church in Dexter. Johnston Family Funeral Home Stewart Chapel has the arrangements. Helen Knott, age 98, of Manila, died Friday in Omaha. A massive Christian burial service for Helen Knott will be held tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the Sacred Heart Church in Manila. Odie Funeral Home of Manila has arrangements. Louis Odendahl, age 98, of Manning, died Saturday at the Manning Plaza Nursing Home. A massive Christian burial for Louis Odendahl will be held Wednesday at 10:30 at the Sacred Heart Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home of Manning has arrangements. Gerald Jerry Nairn, age 70, of Harlan, died September 26th in Harlan. A celebration of life service for Jerry Nairn will be held on Saturday at 11 o'clock in the Rhodey Funeral Home in Kingsley. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home of Harlan is assisting with the arrangements. And Ray Dreher, age 75, of Hamlin, died Thursday at St. Anthony's Regional Hospital in Carroll. Per his wishes, cremation has taken place, and memorial services for Ray Dreher will be held October 15th at 5 p.m. at the Exira Lutheran Church. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Audubon has the arrangements. The news was brought to you by Rex Pharmacy in Atlantic, the prices you need, the service you deserve. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.